Hello, GWA. This is Tarkus Trooper. Now, I posted a request for an AMA 12, about, let's see, 12 days or 13 days ago, I think. 12 days ago, yeah. And I was meaning to record my answers sooner, but I kept forgetting. So, I decided tonight would be the night that I record my answers. Oh, and kill two birds with one stone. I will also do the Prowse questionnaire as well. So, I have a feeling this will be a long audio, so don't be afraid to pull up a chair, fix you something to drink, just sit down and just relax with me as I talk about a lot of stuff. Stuff about stuff. And sexual stuff, yeah. So, I'm gonna do the AMA first. So, alright, here we go. Now, this first question is from the username adude2098. And the question is there a type of porn or fetish you indulge in or get off on but would never or could never act out in real life? Well, there was this one fetish that would really. I would come fantasizing about it all the time. Whenever I would watch some S&M porn. See, I don't watch that much S&M porn because whenever I look at it, I'm just like, oh God, that, oh, that hurts, damn. But then, here's the thing though, metal nipple clamps. Oh my goodness. Now I would fantasize about having my nipples being squeezed mercilessly with metal clamps. I mean, but then again, I have a very low, well, not that very low, but a somewhat low pain tolerance around the nipple area, and I'm just thinking, no, no fucking way am I gonna have somebody put those metal clamps on my nipples. It's just, oh God. And at one point, I thought about getting my nipples pierced. I thought about getting my nipples pierced. I really did. After seeing some pictures of Stoya, I honestly thought about getting my nipples pierced after seeing some pictures of Stoya. And I thought, wow, those are pretty cool. I think about doing that. But then again, it's just like, nope. Nope, you're very sensitive around there. Don't do it. And so I didn't. Well, I don't know. I might try it out. I might. But who knows? Who knows? Okay, so second question is from Satherton, and the question is, what's your favorite cereal? Oh, my favorite cereal is Cocoa Pebbles. Because I gotta have my chocolate fix in the morning, okay? I gotta have my chocolate fix in the morning to get me running, you know? So, Cocoa Pebbles. I love Cocoa Pebbles. So, the third, and here's the third question. No, and it's from Nobody to Hit. And it says, is there a kink or sexual experience that you would simulate in GWA but not partake in real life? Well, I would say, I think this answer would have a pretty identical answer to the first question. See, I would simulate. I was meaning to do an audio. I was about to make an audio the other night of talking about metal clamps. Metal nipple clamps and being tortured with them, and but that never got around to it somehow because I had so many ideas I couldn't pick which one to record about. So yeah, like I said, metal nipple clamps. I would fantasize about it, but I don't think I would partake in it in real life. I just couldn't because, like I said, I have a somewhat low pain tolerance around the nipple area, so yeah. And just to imagine how bad that would hurt. Ugh, yeah. And so yeah. And here comes the fourth question. It's by Coconio. Coconio? Coconio? Oh, I love her. I love her username. Coconio. I could say it for hours. Coconio, Coconio, Coconio. I love her name. And her questions are, do you have a favorite type of fashion? Well, favorite type of fashion. Of course, I love t-shirt and jeans. I love, yeah, 'cause comfort is just stylish to me. I don't know why. 'Cause it's just, I usually lounge around the house in my Pink Floyd t-shirts and my pajama pants, but then whenever I go out somewhere which is not that fancy, I would probably wear my classic rock t-shirts and my jeans. So it's all about comfort. It's all about comfort. If I'm not going to anywhere nice, I definitely like comfortable to be, a little stylish. So I let people know, yeah, that I like Pink Floyd and Queen while being comfortable, yeah. So yeah. And if you could be any animal you wanted to, what would you be and why? I would love to be a cat. I would love to be a cat. I would like to have no responsibility at all. Just strut and sashay around the house going meow, meow, and just brush against people without having them push me away. Because whenever I do that, when I brush against people, like it would totally annoy my siblings. I mean, I have a younger sister, and whenever I do that to her, she's like, stop! Because I would, like, rub my head against hers, just to kid around, and she would be like, stop it! So, it would be nice if I were a cat. I would brush my head against somebody's hand or somebody's leg, and just, they would instantly bend down and pet me without pushing me away. And it would be nice to go around the house going, And if you could have a mythical being as a pet or friend, what creature would you choose? Now, for a friend, I would have loved to kick it with Athena, because she is the goddess of wisdom. And of course, that would be so cool, because if I were there when Athena turned Medusa into a gargoyle, then yeah, I have that bad of a temper as well, so yeah, I would definitely want to hang out with Athena. 'Cause me and her, we have the same level of bad temper sometimes. That sometimes when I get mad, I want to turn somebody into a gargoyle monster. Maybe, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I'm blabbering off again. So here we go with let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five. This one, these questions are from VK2. And his first question is, age you started masturbating and how did you discover or learn about it? Well, I started masturbating when I was in 7th grade. Actually got into masturbating when I was in 7th grade. I discovered that I could masturbate when I was in the shower and I was just cleaning myself, and somehow I had this, for some reason I wanted to lay down while I was taking the shower, and then somehow my hand just made its way down there and I started playing with my clit, and it felt really good. And I don't know if I had an orgasm back then, but it felt really good. It felt really good. It almost made me jump when I found it. When I found my clit, when I just immediately just yelped like, ah! Like that. It's like, wow, you can actually touch it and just, it'll make you yelp like that? Wow. And, okay. Have you ever been caught masturbating or having sex? Well, I have been caught masturbating before, but not, they didn't see me. See, I still live in a house full of people, and there have been instances where I've been caught. I think I've been caught masturbating more than once because some people can hear me throughout the house. Yeah, because I'm extremely vocal. I am extremely vocal when it comes to masturbating. And somehow, one night, I was completely going at it. I was going at it so good with with my rabbit vibrator. And then the next morning, my mom was like, "Did somebody try and sneak into your room and try to hurt you?" I'm like, uh-oh. Damn it. And it just sort of, it created an awkward aura around everything. It was so embarrassing us. But somehow I am stupid enough to keep on being vocal despite being confronted about it. Well, not so much confronted, but just being informed that somebody could hear me. I'm like, eh, oh well. Oops. And have you ever used a homemade sex toy or a regular object as a sex toy? No, I don't think so. I don't think I have. The only, well, take that back. Yeah, I have. There was this one time that I used an electric toothbrush as a vibrator against my clit, and it didn't really do that well since at one point, see, my rabbit vibrator, it died, and I was in a desperate need to find something that vibrates, and so I used my old worn out, not so much worn out, but my old electric toothbrush, and I used it against my clit, and I'm like, nope. It doesn't do as good as my old rabbit vibrator. It just doesn't. No. Have you ever had sex in a public place? No. I've yet to do that since I'm still a virgin. And but it would be interesting to have sex in a public place, though. That'll be really interesting. Spit or swallow? Well, it depends, you know? It depends. Whether you're. If I'm told to spit, I spit. And whenever I'm told to swallow, I'll swallow. But I would prefer swallow because. Let's face it. I am a fantasized cum sweat. All right, so what do you do with your pubic hair? Shave, trim, wax, nothing, etc. Well, I trim it every now and then, but then it's just so much. This is where I get bored. I mean, I get lazy, and I just forget about everything. So I rarely shave it. I rarely wax. But I do trim. I do trim my hair down there, so yeah. Have you ever had a wet dream or orgasm in your sleep? Yeah, I had plenty of wet dreams. I've had plenty of wet dreams, but I don't think I've ever orgasmed from them. Yeah, I had plenty of sex dreams, but yeah, but like this morning I woke up from a very sexy dream, and I woke up so wet, and just so horny, I had to instantly go at myself and just get it out of my system. And so, yeah, and I actually recorded it. Yeah. I posted it this morning, so yeah. And do you ever masturbate in a shower? Of course. Who doesn't? I mean, I love masturbating in a shower because it gives your pussy extra lubrication and it feels so good. It just feels wow. And I think you could orgasm twice as hard in there because one of the best orgasms I had were in the shower. It just feels so good. Be so wet, so steamy, so hot, and then just whew, I'm getting a little hot and bothered. And what idea that you are almost too embarrassed to ask about would you like to see in a script? Well, I would love to see if see, I have a thing about hearing male for male posts, and see this. And I've heard this one recent one. It's by Llewellyn F, and his was so perfect. His recent male for male audio that he did yesterday, it was so perfect. But it just got me thinking though. It just got me thinking. I would love it if somebody did a male for male post, and I would love it if I heard a guy moan and call out just moan out daddy, you know? I would love to hear a male for male post of a guy moaning for daddy. It's just so wow. Hey, us girls are not the only ones to moan for daddy. We want to hear, I want to hear a guy moan and have him say a bunch of stuff like, "Please, daddy, suck me. Please, daddy, fuck my ass. Please, daddy, can I suck your cock? Can you suck my cock?" And everything else. So I would love to hear that in a script or in an audio. So yeah, I'm not that shy about that request though. But somewhat, yeah, I am. But I'm not shy about it to discuss it here. Okay. And what is your best potato recipe? French fries. I make some mean French fries. Oh goodness. Come over and try some. I'll cook you up some French fries all in an instant. All right. And the sixth set of questions. Now, her account was my dirtier account, but she deleted it. I don't know why. Oh, girly. Alright, but the questions are, how did you find the naughty side of Reddit and what made you stay? How did I find it? Well, I was just browsing through Tumblr and heard a few audios from SoundCloud and everything. And then I found out, wow, you could post your voice and not have anybody try to solicit a video out of you, like, "Come on, we gotta see the video, we gotta see the video." But then there's this, I came onto Reddit to as just a bout of boredom, and I found this little guilty pleasure of a subreddit, Gone Wild Audio, and I think I've already found and just instantly thought, I think I found my home here. And so, what made me stay was, it's just, I've heard a lot of great voices, both from men and women, and they're all awesome. I just gotta say, they are all awesome. And I couldn't stay away. I cannot, as much as I want to, I can't. I can't. And have you told about this to anyone in real life? If not, who would you tell first, and if you absolutely had to tell someone? Oh. Now, see, I don't think I would tell anybody. Unless if I had this one person I would really trust. See, I don't have many people I would trust. But I would definitely, if I ever had a boyfriend or girlfriend, I would tell them, hey, you know that I record stuff. I record stuff for this site on Reddit called Gone Wild Audio, and I was thinking if it was okay, if it's still okay, if I still record stuff. And then that would pretty much, but if they decide to rat on me or my parents, and I don't want to do that. So I'm not that ready to tell anybody that I record myself screaming like a banshee and cussing like a sailor. So yeah, I don't, I'm not ready for that step yet. And okay, and so the weirdest experience on the sexy side of Reddit. None that I know of. I've yet to experience the weirdest. I have yet to witness the weirdest experience in the sexy side of Reddit. But I don't think that's happened yet. And I'm sad. And what do you consider to be your best trait and why? Well, I consider my voice is okay. And I sing for one thing. Now, yeah. I think my singing voice is my best trait, 'cause I can't find anything on my body that is a pretty good trait, except my tits, of course, my B-size tits. Other than that, my singing voice, which I think is okay. I just don't think so much about my singing voice. I just let whatever song I sing take my voice where it wants me to go, wants my voice to go. Yeah, I know I'm sort of blabbering off again. I'm sorry. And Vulture87 now. Seventh question. And this one's from Vulture87. Okay. Animal that you want to lose your bestiality virginity to. I would say a lion. Clean or dirty start? I would say clean. Especially if it's in a shower. If it's in the shower, I would love to get clean. I would love to get dirty while getting clean in the shower. Okay, clowns, yay or nay? Nay. After seeing the movie It, you know, the one with Tim Curry in it, after seeing It, I would say nay. I'm not that scared of clowns, but that one particular clown, especially in the movie It, yeah, no. What uniform gets you in your gooies? What uniform gets me in my gooies? A police uniform. Yeah, just seeing a guy all dressed up in a police uniform just makes me all, you know? And what uniform do you wear to get them in their gooies? Oh, let's see. Ah, da, 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 da. Whew. I wouldn't say schoolgirl, 'cause I don't think I have the body for that. I would say at least a teacher uniform, like a really sexy teacher uniform, though. That would be awesome. If necrophilia became the hippiest thing that the kids are doing in the future. Would you follow that trend? No. I don't think so. Soft and gentle, or hard and fast? Well, it depends. It depends which mood I'm in. It depends on which mood I'm in. If I'm really in a romantic, vanilla mood, I would like to go soft and gentle. But whenever I'm just wanting to be aggressive and very, you know, very, if I'm very horny and I want to be aggressive, yeah, hard and fast. And would you eat your specific other's, significant other's well-prepared cake, knowing it has his or her floods? Oh, gee. I don't know about that. I don't want to feel like Hannibal Lecter, though. No, I don't think so. No, I don't think so. And now this question is from, these set of questions are from Dorenza. And number one, vibrator or dildo? Vibrator, definitely vibrator, because, I don't know, it's just something about vibrations that make me come faster. It's just, I'm not that, it still hurts to have something stuck up inside me. So definitely vibrator. And take control or be taken control of? I say both, because I'm a switch, and I love taking control, and I love being taken control of. Because even though I do prefer taking control, I love being told what to do and being guided into doing something that I've never tried before. And I love being guided. I love being taught how to do things as well. And yeah. Favorite vacation spot? Oh. That's a really hard question. It's got to be a tie between Panama City Beach, Florida, and Gatlinburg, Tennessee. Because I love going to going to Gatlinburg, you know, the Smoky Mountains. They were, oh my gosh. Now, that was a really fun trip I went to with my dad one time. And we went to Dollywood, and it was so awesome. But there was this one time I went to Panama City Beach with my whole family, and I got to play in the water and everything, because I'm a water baby, a Pisces, which is a water sign. Hello, Pisces. Yeah, so, yeah, pretty much Panama City Beach, Florida. I love playing in the water, so yeah. Big spoon or little spoon? I love to be a little spoon. I love to be held. I love to cuddle. Yeah, I love to be held. So, yeah, definitely a little spoon. Number five, is GWA an outlet or another kink? Oh. I think GWA is just one of those things where I kind of get out of touch with reality. And it's just another way of for me to get out of my comfort zone and get out of being somewhat shy. Because I'm a little shy. I'm a little shy, but not bad. It's just that I'm a little hesitant to sometimes show off my wild side, but then other times I'm not. So it kind of varies. So, yeah. Optimist or pessimist? Pretty much of a mixture of both. Yeah. I'm kind of a mixture of both optimist and pessimist. So, I believe everybody's a little bit of that sometimes. Both optimist and pessimist. So, yeah. Crazy night out or warm bath with wine? I love to have a warm bath just with and but then again, when I feel like going out and I have cabin fever, then yeah, crazy night out. Yeah. In the craziest place you had sex or sexual act. I haven't experienced that yet. I haven't experienced it that yet. So, an exotic pet you wish you could own. Oh, I would love to own like a leopard. I'd love to own a leopard because they're one of the sleekest cats ever. Sleekest cats and yeah, leopards or jaguar maybe if it doesn't eat me up. If you were reincarnated and had a choice, would you choose a different sex? No, not really. Oh, but yeah, I would, because I would, oh my gosh, I would have so much fun. I would be like, oh God, I got a cock. Wow, what do I do with it? Oh yeah, I know what to do with it all day. I'm gonna stroke myself all day until I come and just think, wow, that's awesome. That's awesome. But, well, no, not really. I enjoy being a girl. What's the naughtiest thing you've ever done? What's the naughtiest thing I've ever done? Naughtiest thing I've ever done. Now, see, there was this one time about 2 years ago that, almost 2 years ago, that I snuck off into my parents' car to have phone sex with a guy friend of mine, and I had to be really discreet where I had phone sex because you don't get privacy in this house unless it is in the nighttime or there's nobody in this house, period. But it was during the day and I had to get somewhere where nobody could hear me or I could get in trouble. So I went out into my parents' car and I decided to, me and the guy friend decided to get each other off over the phone, and it's one of the wildest orgasms I've had in my whole entire life. It was one of the best orgasms I've ever had, and he had, and the way he came, I could tell he kind of got off from the fact that I was in my parents' car, schlicking myself off and coming like crazy. Yeah. So, I think that's one of my favorite moments. Yeah, but it eventually got me in trouble. But still, it was a favorite memory of mine. Favorite naughty memory of mine, of course. Have you ever said someone else's name during sex instead of who you are with? Nope. Never. Have you ever dated two people at the same time? Nope. Never. Now, I'm being honest here. I've never dated two people at the same time because I don't really have any comfort level on that one. I don't like dating people at the same time because it just kind of makes the other person cheated of what I would have with the other person. So that it just doesn't make that much sense of me going out with somebody else at the same time. So yeah. Favorite thing about the opposite sex. Oh, a favorite thing about guys is that favorite thing about guys is that they have this ability to like sound croaky, you know, whenever they talk. And it's just so sexy. The way they're, especially their voices, they kind of make, whenever you hear a man's voice whisper in your ear, it just makes you melt. It's just like, oh, God. Makes you feel all tingly. That, and I love it when you hold their hand. It just makes you feel, and they hold your hand twice as tight. It just makes you feel so good. It just makes you feel really good. Have a man hold your hand twice as tight as how you're holding their hand. It's just so, I don't know. I'm getting a little gooey here. Just mushy. Have you ever woken anybody up because you were too loud? Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, there, like I said, at one point, yeah. Yeah, I have. Oh my God. It was one of the embarrassing times I've ever, yeah. Because I did mention that I was caught more than once masturbating because I was so damn loud. I mean, yeah, I am loud when I come. And I'm not ashamed to admit that. And it just kind of thought, well, excuse me. Well, it's just a good thing that I'm not in an apartment where there's thin walls. But I make sure that nobody is in my side of the house, so they're in their side of the house, and I can be as loud as I want. So yeah. And so there's the last question, it was by Il Palazzo 3. Do you think there is ever going to be a belly or belly button theme audio on here? Don't know. I don't know if there's ever gonna be one. But I'm pretty sure somebody will be brave enough to step it up. And I mean, don't be shy to ask for one, because almost everybody here is pretty much open-minded. I think somebody's gonna record one. And yeah, I'm pretty sure somebody's gonna record like a belly or belly button theme audio here. I'm pretty sure there might be an audio floating around here somewhere, I think. So yeah. Well, I did my AMA, so how about we go on with the Proust questionnaire, if we dare. All right. Now, first question. What is your gender and sexual orientation? I'm a female, of course. And my sexual orientation, probably pansexual, because I don't have a preference, because my sexual orientation is pretty much hot people are hot. So, yeah, whenever I see a person, whether female or male, or any of those types, I think, oh my gosh, that person is so beautiful, so handsome. I want to hold their hand, I want to kiss their face, I want to suck their cock, lick their pussy, and just go all the way with them. Yeah, so, yeah, I'm pretty much, my sexual orientation is hot people are hot. So, yeah. And what gets you turned on? The second question, what gets you turned on? Well, what gets me turned on is a person who has a way with words when you're in the bedroom. It's uber important. Hold on. Unlike me, I have this. Sometimes have this inability to form the right sentence, or it just kind of comes out as a sentence that makes people think, "What? What?" And so I like to hear people who know exactly what they're saying and know exactly how to push our buttons and turn us on. And that's what really turns me on. A person who knows exactly what to say get your panties to drop. And number three is, what is a characteristic that defines your sexuality? Well, characteristic that defines my sexuality. Well. I'm pretty wild. If you can't tell from some of my audios, I'm pretty wild. I have this sort of a need to kind of dominate sometimes. And so I'm pretty controlling sometimes. That might be a characteristic, I think. And I'm not really sure. And number four, what is your favorite sexual act? Now, and like I previously mentioned, I am a virgin. But my favorite sexual act I've often fantasized about, and I never get tired of it. I never, ever, 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 ever get tired of it is cowgirl style. I love imagining riding somebody's cock and just, oh my gosh, just having that brief moment of dominance by doing that. Even if it's just subtle dominance, it's just still get on top of somebody and you feel, it just feels like you're in control. You are just there having the time of your life just riding somebody's cock. And just, especially seeing their face, hearing the moan and everything else. You get to control the pace. You get to do everything when you're on top. So yeah, that's probably my favorite sexual act, is because, yeah, this cowgirl style thing, you get to control your pace, you get to control how deep his cock goes, and everything else. What qualities in a lover are most effective at seducing you? Well, I did mention, a way with words gets me. Yep. A way with words can get me hot and bothered in a matter of minutes, including a sense of humor. Now, I don't care whether it's goofy or childlike or sarcastic. As long as you have a sense of humor, you've stolen my heart. You've stolen my heart right away. Because I love a person that would make me laugh. I mean, come on. If you don't have a sense of humor, then I must be talking to a rock. Yeah. That's as honest as I'm going to be. Because if you don't have a sense of humor, it's like I'm going to be talking to a rock. And a rock does not make me laugh. Nope. So, and we venture on to number six. What is your idea of a good sexual encounter? Well, just the idea of it being spontaneous and not planning it ahead, because I don't really think planned sex is that much of a turn on to me. I don't think it is, anyway. Because having it planned, it just kind of loses the spark. It just loses everything. It just loses the fire of it. I like a good sexual encounter has to be spontaneous. Like, you don't know when it's going to hit you. It just does. It happens. It's the heat of the moment. You know that Asia song? It was the heat of the moment. That one. Yeah. Just, yeah. Yeah, I go by the heat of the moment, man. Number seven. When you want to feel sexy, what is your favorite color to wear and how do you prepare yourself? Well, my favorite color is to wear, I have like an array of favorite colors. Whether it be red, black or purple, but I usually go dressing up in black. Not all out black, but you know. I like wearing a black dress, maybe, and wearing some flats, because I love being comfortable. I don't feel sexy if I'm not comfortable. Now, so I go out wearing my ballet flats and wearing a black dress. And how do I prepare myself? Well, I just put on. See, I don't wear much jewelry. I just wear earrings. Earrings are the only jewelry I would ever bother to wear because I love my earrings. I love my pierced ears. And makeup. When it comes to makeup, I would usually play up my eyes. Now that's one of my favorite traits. They're my eyes. My eyes, I love to play them up, and so I put on like a brown, like a dark, at least a dark brown eyeliner, and it really showcases my blue-green eyes. So yeah, I just do up my eyes. I don't think I put on anything on my lips unless I'm going to somewhere really, really fancy. So yeah. And number eight, what fictional character or living personality turns you on the most? Oh dear. Now, if I were to time travel, if I were to time travel, I would have loved to Now see, here's the thing. I watch a bunch of concerts on YouTube, and there was this one band. Oh, I love this band. Called Genesis, and there was this. Oh God! Oh my God! And if you wanted to know what Peter Gabriel looked like back then, oh my gosh, he looked a bit weird, but still, the stage presence, his stage presence back then. It Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh, holy shit! Even though he had this weird hairstyle, it's called a reverse mohawk. He shaved the middle of his head, and he was wearing this Egyptian-styled makeup. It was so, oh my gosh, when I saw that concert. Oh gosh, I can't. Oh, the Bataclan concert back in 1973, I think, or was it 1972? I think. Yeah, I saw that, and just him seeing Peter Gabriel. Then it turned me on so much. His stage presence was just, I don't know. I can't really put my finger on it, but yeah, just seeing him in that in that concert, it was just, oh my dear God, help me. Even back then, Peter Gabriel was just flat out, to me, he was handsome. Just the way, oh my gosh, I would have given anything to just go back in time and just run my fingers through his hair. He had fluffy hair. Oh my goodness, he had such lovely, soft, fluffy hair. It's just so, yeah. I'm sorry, I'm fangirling a little bit. Yeah. So, number nine. Who turns you on the most in your life? A crush, your significant other, a teacher, or anyone in your life currently? Let's see. Now, I had this teacher back in ninth grade that he looked a lot like Daniel Craig. And he was my biology teacher. He was my biology teacher back in, and I swore he looked like Daniel Craig. He had the blue eyes, he had like the short, grayish, blondish hair, and it was just, oh my gosh, I could have sworn that I was looking at Daniel Craig. You know, the actor Daniel Craig, from the James Bond movies. That Daniel Craig. And I fawned over him from day one. From day one of that second semester, oh my dear God. It's just, I couldn't concentrate on my work. I could just concentrate on him. I was just looking up at him, like, oh my God. Okay, and number 10, what are your favorite names to be called during a sexual encounter? Or what would, or I, am I allowed to rephrase the question? Okay. What are your favorite names would you like to be called during a sexual encounter? Well, you know, the general pet names like baby, honey, sweetheart, sweetie, sugar. But then when I'm in a, like, if I'm in a rough mood or if I'm just like in a submissive mood, I would just love to, I wouldn't mind being called a bitch. I wouldn't be mind called being called a slut or cum slut or cum whore, whatever. But just don't. It just, yeah. As long as you don't say it to have the intention of hurting me, then I'm okay. If you have the intention of turning me on, then that's okay. So yeah, go ahead and call me a slut to turn me on, that's okay. But if you call me a slut to hurt me, then bye bye. Go home. Go home now. So yeah. And number 11, which sexual talent would you like to be gifted with the most? Well, one of the things I would love to be gifted with is finding the right spot to make a person come, not going through trial and error, just thinking, oh, nope, not there, nope, no, that's not right, no, there. I want to be able to find that spot immediately and just make them immediately lose their mind. That, and I would love, oh my gosh, I would love to, be able to be a projectile squirter, 'cause all these women that can squirt, oh my goodness, it just, it amazes me. It amazes me, I swear. I would just love to be able to, if I'm that bad aroused and I want to come like extra hard, I want to be like, I want to make a mess. I want to cry when I have an orgasm. I want tears flowing out of my eyes. I want my tears flowing down my face as I come hard, as I scream, as I squirt. Yeah, it's just so, I want to have like an extra crazy orgasm. So yeah, that's one of the talents I want to have. Extra intense orgasms. Ones that would potentially hurt. Yeah, I know I'm a masochist. Sorry about that. Okay, number 12. Number 12. How did you find out about GWA and why did you start posting? Well, now I mentioned this a while back in my AMA a few minutes ago. Now, I found it out through Tumblr. I found it out through Tumblr, and I just thought, well, now before I came here, I posted some videos on YouTube, just moaning videos, that's all. Just my voice moaning, dirty talking, screaming, and it was just like, I got so many derogatory comments. And there were just some comments that were like, I don't think, it's like I'm listening to a boy coming. I'm like, what? Dude. But then when I come here and see the comments here on Gunwale Audio, most of them are very supportive. Unlike what you see on YouTube on a moaning video. You get like a bunch of these, come on baby, Skype me so we can, you know. And on Gunwale Audio, you don't get none of that. You don't get anybody soliciting people to Skype with them or anything. You just got these really supportive comments and very critical, very constructive criticism. And that's what I like about this subreddit. I like this subreddit because everybody here is just awesome. Everybody here is just awesome. I don't see one derogatory comment on anything. I mean, you get them every now and then, but you know somebody will report them. So, and that's a good thing. That is a very good thing. I love GWA so much. And it just, I don't know, it's awesome. And number 13, what's your dirtiest fantasy? For one thing, I love to be tied down. I would love to be tied down. Now, here's where my submissive side kicks in. I had the dirtiest fantasy ever. I would love to be tied down and have a guy straddle my chest and have him fuck my mouth and cum multiple times in my mouth, forcing me to swallow his cum. Now that is something I would love to have happen. Have happen. Is that right? Yeah, I would love to have, if somebody were to kind of make me play with my submissive side, I would instantly tell them what I want. I want you to tie me up, and I want you to straddle my chest, straddle my tits. I want you to get on top and fuck my mouth. Fuck my mouth and come down my throat multiple times. So yeah, that's one of the dirtiest fan that's the dirtiest fantasy I've ever had. And number 4, what's the kinkiest sex you've ever had? I haven't experienced the kinkiest sex I've ever had yet. I will in the future if I have a significant other. If I do get a significant other, and I think we'll decide where to go from that. Yeah. And what's your favorite part of your body and why? I've previously mentioned this. I love my small titties. I love my tits, and I love my eyes. I love my eyes, 'cause whenever I put on makeup, I usually find myself doing up my eyes and nothing else. I usually put on brownish eyeliner, and it'll just play up my blue-green eyes, and I love that. I love makeup. Because it's just, especially eye makeup, because it just plays up my eye color, and the first thing I want people to notice when they see me. Oh, not to mention, not only my eyes, but most people, when they see me, they usually mention my red hair. They usually notice my red hair. And, I don't know. I think brown eyeliner with blue green eyes and red hair. Yeah, that's a pretty good combination. So, yeah, I love my red hair and I love my blue green eyes. Those are my favorite parts of my body. And so, God, I had such a good time. I had such a good time answering these questions and there have been times where I've stopped in the middle and said, and yeah, so. But I had so much fun answering all y'all's questions. Thank you all so much for participating in the AMA. And I hope I get to do something like this again. And with that, I bid you a farewell for tonight. See ya.